Track 7, more news stories. Drivers arrested and vehicles seized in operation. More than 100 drivers were caught driving at an excessive speed during a two-day period of intensified action by police officers in South Devon. The road operation, which took place in Teignbridge, saw marked and unmarked police vehicles take to the roads to tackle dangerous drivers, with a focus on those not wearing seatbelts and driving without due care. Officers also aimed to educate drivers on the most common causes of serious injuries and deaths on the region's roads. The operation saw one driver arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol and another under the influence of drugs. 133 vehicles were caught travelling at excessive speeds, 3 were seized and 4 were found to be uninsured. Head of Roads Policing Temporary Chief Inspector Dean Drury said, "On too many occasions, police officers and other emergency services attend the aftermath of road traffic collisions where people have been seriously injured or tragically killed. To reduce the pain and suffering felt across our communities after a serious collision, we will continue to pursue and educate individuals who choose to commit driving offences which put themselves, their passengers and other road users at risk. There is no excuse for committing these offences and taking these risks when driving." Inspector Wesley Watkins, who helped coordinate the operation, said, "These operations are hugely important for us to make sure we're doing our part in keeping people safe on the road. Our focus was to educate drivers, deter dangerous behaviour, and identify those breaking the law in an effort to create positive, safe, sustainable change. Our officers will continue to carry out this work at different times and locations throughout the year. The fatal 5 are contributory factors that cause serious road traffic collisions. This includes drink driving, failing to wear seat belts, using mobile phones and other in-car distractions, health and fitness to drive, and speeding. Drivers who commit offences could receive a fine and points on their licence, a court appearance, and even imprisonment for more serious offences."
Reform UK wins first district council seat. Reform UK has gained its first ever seat on Teignbridge District Council after 400 Teignmouth residents voted for Steve Horner to represent them in Teignmouth West by-election. Steve Horner said he was excited after winning with a majority of 28 votes. Liberal Democrat candidate Penny Lloyd came a close second with 372 votes. Steve Horner, who was also standing in the Devon County Council elections, said he was delighted, although he would have liked to have won both. Liberal Democrat councillor David Cox was voted to represent Teignmouth at Devon County Council. "It's exciting because we've got a massive job to do at every level," Steve added, saying that he'd already spoken with Liberal Democrat councillors who control things from a political point of view. Steve Horner also revealed that he has applied to be co-opted onto Teignmouth Town Council. There are currently 2 vacancies on Teignmouth Town Council following the resignations of Councillor Steve Walsh and Deputy Mayor Chloe Myers. In his election manifesto, Steve said that he intended to focus on democracy in councils by pushing for a free speech policy and promoting accountability and transparency. He also vowed to audit and push for councils to use taxpayers' money responsibly and to challenge anti-British and sex and gender ideologies in schools. "We will change the way things are done. It will not be business as usual," his manifesto promised.
Dozens of children living in temporary accommodation. There were dozens of children in Teignbridge living in short-term housing last year, new figures show. Homelessness charity Shelter called on the government to unlock urgent investment in the upcoming spending review to tackle the national housing crisis. It comes a separate analysis from a charity found 206,000 children in England could be living in temporary housing by 2029, a 26% increase on current figures. Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government figures show 72 homeless children in Teignbridge were living in temporary accommodation as of December. This was down from 74 the previous year. In England, 81,000 households with 165,000 dependent children were living in temporary accommodation at the end of last year, both the highest figures since records began. The numbers of families living in temporary homes was only up 0.7% from September, but showed a 13.7% increase from December 2023. Living in temporary accommodation means being provided short-term housing by a local authority, including bed and breakfast hotels, hostels, or privately rented accommodation. It is considered a form of homelessness. Mary McRae, the Director of Campaigns at Policy at Shelter, said the housing crisis has reached critical levels. She added, homelessness will continue to soar and local authorities will risk bankruptcy if no significant investment is unlocked. She said, in the absence of enough social homes, people are being funneled into, trapped into temporary accommodation for years on end, while billions are spent on sticking plaster solutions. Families are stuffed into unsuitable spaces, living on top of each other and out of suitcases, never knowing if and when they'll be forced to uproot their lives. She urged the government to commit to the ambitious investment of building 90,000 social homes a year for a decade in next month's spending review.
Canoe Club gifted a grant as part champion scheme. A Southwest house builder has donated £1,000 to a local canoe club. Persimmon Homes Southwest gifted Teignbridge Canoe Club the money as part of its community champion scheme. The club has around 130 members of all ages, whilst all disciplines of canoeing and kayaking are practiced at some time during the year, including white water, sea kayaking, surf kayaking, and paddling on sheltered water. At weekends, members of the club organise trips on the River Dart and other local rivers, coastal locations, as well as some further afield. Annual trips are arranged too, with recent trips to the River Treweran in North Wales and River Wye, Isles of Scilly, the Great Glen in Scotland, and River Allier in France. Persimmon's Community Champions Scheme sees £700,000 donated to good causes and much valued organisations across Britain each year. Recent local recipients include Newton Abbott Museum, Decoy BMX, Newton Abbott College, Buckland Athletic AFC, and the Lodge Skate Park. Persimmon Home Southwest Sales Director Stacey Harris said, given Persimmon's significant presence in Teignbridge with sites in Dawlish and Newton Abbott, we make a point of using our Community Champions Fund to help make organisations in those areas as sustainable as possible. Tony Smith, chairman at Teignbridge Canoe Club, said, we are very grateful to Persimmon for choosing us as a worthy recipient of Community Champions funding.